teaching other lay people how to do giving, and in the small groups to discuss giving together and discuss what some of their hurdles are and how they can break through and begin to pray for one another. This is the only way it can get done. Now, often a church staff views that as the pastor's responsibility or the finance department's responsibility. And one of the points I've made with our staff is we aren't called to do tasks. We aren't called to do our jobs. We aren't called to work in isolation. We're building something together. We're a team. We're called to make sure that all the people we have big hearts, that we're making disciples with big hearts. And these basic doctrinal and experiential foundation steps are essential and are their responsibility to make sure they're inculcated in our church life. Because for example, our choir director and one of our music team's director, they need to know their job is to make sure those people are involved in the basics of the church, not just sounding good musically. And also in the CE department, our teachers need to be able to teach kids and teach other parents about this. So we look forward to it. Everyone basically will know it's coming, and it'll be an exciting time for all. Number 8, be visual when presenting money needs. As much as possible, for example, if you're going to do a little addition, put a model up there. If you're going to raise money for chairs, put a chair up there. Let them see it. Develop videos. You can probably in your area hire a video company to develop a very good quality video in any area of giving that you want to emphasize. Maybe you want to put your teaching about giving on video, 10 to 15 minutes or 8 minutes is best, and then make it available for people to look at. Or, you know, we found whenever dirt begins to be dug, the money rolls in for the project. Until that dirt gets, hauled out of there and shoved around and piled up high, it's hard for people to visualize what's going on. So even slides, you know, if you have a need or a new person you want to add to the staff and you want to just say, hey, look at this, the visual really helps because by and large, people are not too visionary. That's why they're not leading and you are. And so they'll tend to feel like they're sitting there, they're comfortable. They did their deal in the CE department last year. They like your sermons, they're comfortable, the chair's soft. You know, what do we need to do this for anyone? Anyway, and so we need to present visual helps for them. Number 9, have departments that it would be appropriate for them to do such, develop fundraisers throughout the year and cover some of their own expenses rather than it coming through the general budget. For example, high school departments can do run-a-thons where they get people in the church and the community to sign up for laps they run. And personally, we take the money and finance extra staff and interns and, of course, some of the new goodies they can have for outreach and whatnot. They're developing one, our high school department is, where they're going to raffle a car. We expect to make about...